KJAN Sports.
It is time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, in high school girls softball play last night, Creston defeating Atlantic not once but twice, sweeping a doubleheader in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Creston winning 6-1 and 9-5 over Atlantic last night. Lots of doubleheader action in Hawkeye 10 girls softball last night. Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah twice, 10-0 and 6-0. It was St. Albert sweeping a pair from Clarinda, 10-3 and 12-8. Red Oak beat Harlan 13-8 in the first game of a doubleheader. Harlan split the nightcap, winning 5-2 as they split that doubleheader. Also, Denison took a pair of one-run games from Glenwood, winning 5-4 and 7-6 last night. Western Iowa Conference Girls Softball Tournament held at Trainer last night. Finished up in the semifinals, it was Logan Magnolia defeating Missouri Valley by a final of 2-1. The other semifinal saw IKM Manning advance to the championship with a 12-2 win over Trainer. In the championship match last night, it was Logan Magnolia winning the tournament championship as the Panthers win it 8-0 over IKM Manning in the final. Also in Rolling Valley Conference play last night, West Harrison swept a pair from Coon Rapids Bayard 14-4 and 12-5. Charter Oak Ute defeating Booyer Valley 14-1. Exira EHK beat Adair Casey 13-0. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills a 15-0 winner over Nishnabotna. And in the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley beating Mount Air 7-6. Lennox, a 4-0 shutout over Bedford, and East Union beat Southwest Valley by a 6-5 final last night. In boys baseball play last night, in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Atlantic disposing of Creston, 10-0 the final. That game took just 5 innings. Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah 4-2. Lewis Central, a winner over Clarinda, 3-0. It was Clarinda also defeating St. Albert, 6-3. Harlan took 2 from Red Oak, 16-6 and 17-2. Also, Denison beat Glenwood 1-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Glenwood took the nightcap 4-2. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball last night, Exira EHK, a 10-0 winner over Adair Casey. It was Cam beating Arweva 6-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. Arweva took the second game 9-4. Glenn Ralston beat Woodbine 9-2, and Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 10-6. In the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna beat Fremont Mills 6-1. Sydney over Clarinda Academy 14-4. Essex outscored Lamoni 20-10, and it was AHSTW over Stanton by a score of 11-6. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford beat Lennox 11-6, Southwest Valley over East Union 7-5, and Nottoway Valley a winner over Mount Air 12-2 in boys baseball. Coastal Carolina capitalized on 2 errors on the same play to score 4 unearned runs in the 6th inning, and the Chanticleers won their first national championship in any sport with a 4-3 victory over Arizona in Game 3 of the College World Series Finals on Thursday. The Chanticleers became the first program since Minnesota in 1956 to win the title in their first College World Series appearance. Arizona was trying for its second national title since 2012. Andrew Beckwith, the national leader in wins, went 5 2/3 innings after pitching 2 complete games and picked up his 3rd victory of the College World Series. He's 15-1 on the season, and he was named the most outstanding player. Alex Cunningham earned his first save, striking out Ryan Hogg with a full-count fastball to end the game after Arizona had pulled within a run in the bottom of the 9th inning. Arizona's Bobby Dahlbeck also worked 5 2/3 innings with all the runs coming against him. He struck out 8 to increase his College World Series total to 25 strikeouts in 20 innings. Coastal Carolina, 55-18, their final record, and they are the national champions. In Major League Baseball, Kendry Morales homered and recorded his 6th straight multi-hit game to lead the Kansas City Royals to a 4-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Kansas City won for the 4th time in 5 games, and they took a 2-city 4-game series 3-1. Brandon Moss and Johnny Peralta homered for the Cardinals, who have lost their last 7 home games, their longest losing streak since August 2nd through the 15th of 1983. Wade Davis recorded his 19th save in 21 opportunities. Morales, a designated hitter playing right field for the 2nd straight night, doubled in the 6th inning off of Mike Leake to push the lead to 3-1. Morales, who went 3-for-4, has 16 hits and 24 at-bats over this 6-game run. He went 12-for-16 in the series and started in the outfield for the first time since 2008. His 6-game multi-hit streak ties him for the longest this season, along with J.D. Martinez of Detroit, Jackie Bradley Jr. of Boston, and Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox. One other interleague game yesterday saw San Francisco win the Bay Area battle 12-6 over Oakland. In the American League, the Yankees beat Texas 2-1, the White Sox over Minnesota 6-5, Cleveland beat Toronto 4-1, Detroit over Tampa Bay 10-7, it was Seattle over Baltimore 5-3. In the National League, the Dodgers over Milwaukee 8-1, Washington beat Cincinnati 13-4, Atlanta over Miami 8-5, and New York over Chicago 4-3. Well, the Marlins have acquired Fernando Rodney from San Diego for minor league hurler Chris Paddock. Rodney's been outstanding this year, converting all 17 of his saves chances and compiling a .31 earned run average in 28 games. The Marlins already have a closer in A.J. Ramos, who's converted 33 save opportunities since last season. Mets general manager Sandy Alderson says outfielder Curtis Granderson has been diagnosed with a mild strain of his right calf. Granderson is expected to miss at least a couple of games, further depleting the Mets' meager lineup. The Seattle Mariners have recalled former first-round draft pick Mike Zunino from AAA Tacoma after backup catcher Steve Clevenger broke a bone in his hand. Seattle also recalled reliever Tom Wilhelmson from Tacoma, placed Clevenger on the DL, and optioned Don Roach to AAA. Angels lefty Andrew Haney will have Tommy John surgery that will likely keep him off the major league mounds until 2018. Haney made just one start in April before he tore his ulnar collateral ligament. On college basketball news, Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm says the biggest key for the Cyclones next season will be replacing George Niang. The two-time All-American was drafted by the Indiana Pacers last week.
You know, obviously I'd love to have George back. If not possible, he's the leading all-time wins leader here, second leading scorer in the history of the school. You know, two Sweet 16 appearances for him, a couple Big 12 tournament championships. You know, we ran a lot of offense through him, his ability to create for others. And the way he closed the season, I had multiple, you know, 30-point games. I bet he averaged 30-plus the last two, 3 weeks of the season. He was incredible.
Prohm says whenever a team loses a player of the magnitude of Niang, everybody has a hand in replacing him.
You know, guys like De'Anthony Burton's got to step up, and his role's got to expand. Naz, Matt Thomas, Monte, those four guys, their roles all have to expand, and they've got to be better. And then the rest of the guys, the new guys, have to step into roles, and everybody has to match their job out, you know, and we just got to, you know, slowly, you know, close the gaps of what he left.
Also talking hoops is Drake coach Ray Giacoletti. He says he believes the Bulldogs will be better on defense next season. They will need to be, as the Bulldogs have only won 16 of their last 46 games. They were just 2-16 in Missouri Valley Conference action this last season. Giacoletti's third at the helm.
The area we have to get better at is defensively. And athleticism is something that I think is going to help us. And so you got to be able to kind of hang your hat on something each and every night, and we have not done as good a job as we've needed to defensively, and I think that's where those guys can make the biggest impact.
Giacoletti believes the Bulldogs have the experience that they need to make some significant progress next season. A French Open champion and 2015 Wimbledon runner-up Garbine Muguruza has been stunned at the second round of the All England Club by a qualifier ranked 124th. The second-seeded Muguruza lost 6-3 and 6-2 to Slovakia's Jana Cepelova in less than an hour. Muguruza made 22 unforced errors and produced 9 winners less than a month after winning her first Grand Slam title. Third-seeded Agnieszka Radwanska saved 3 match points on the way to a 3-sets win in her second-round match. Radwanska is joined in the third round by 4th-seeded Angelique Kerber, 5th-seeded Simona Halep, 8th-seeded Venus Williams, and number 9, Madison Keys. American Julia Bosrup also advanced when 7th-seeded Belinda Bencic had to retire in the 3rd set due to injury. Over in the men's bracket, 2nd-seed Andy Murray improves to 7-0 on grass this season as he beat his opponent in straight sets to reach the 3rd round. Joining Murray in round 3 are the 5th-seed Kei Nishikori, also 6th-seeded Milos Rancic, number 7 Richard Gasquet, and number 9 Marin Cilic. Americans John Isner and Donald Young won their opening round matches as well. Top seeds are in action today as Novak Djokovic faces American Sam Querrey, while Serena Williams will battle fellow countrywoman Christina McHale. Men's third seed Roger Federer and number four Stan Wawrinka will play separate matches as part of the center court schedule today. In golf, William McGirt is the leader through 18 holes of the PGA's Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio. Jordan Spieth closed with four birdies. He's at 68. World number one Jason Day, Jimmy Walker, and others are just three shots back after round one. England's Martin Laird is the first-round leader at the Barracuda Championship in Reno, Nevada. The tournament has taken on added importance since next week's Greenbrier Classic was canceled due to flooding. The leading player not already eligible from the top five this week will earn a spot in the British Open next month. Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps set up their lone showdown at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials in Omaha by qualifying first and second in the 200-meter individual medley yesterday. Lochte had the top time of a minute, 58.05 seconds in the preliminaries. He emerged from the pool limping as a result of the groin injury that he sustained on the first day of trials last Sunday. It's hampered his performances throughout the week. He's been getting treatment and tweaking the way he swims to compensate. Phelps was second fastest with a minute 58.95 on his 31st birthday. His seven-week-old son, Boomer, sat on his mother's lap in the stands during that heat. Lochte and Phelps advanced to the 16-man evening semifinals along with Austin Shurhoff, the son of former Major League Baseball player B.J. Shurhoff. He was the fifth fastest in 2 minutes and 26 one-hundredths of a second. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.